Hello, this is Reading with Roxanne, and we are recording here at Bookstore 1, 117 South Pineapple in Sarasota, Florida. And I'm with my coworker, Andrea Ginsky, and we're going to talk today about books that made us cry.
Which means they moved us.
They moved us, right. I mean, yes. It's a good thing. You need a release sometimes.
That's right.
So we're each going to talk about one book first, and then we're going to do groups of books that sort of go together, connections. I can start.
Sure.
First one I'm going to mention is Clara and the Sun by Kazuo Ishiguro. And it's a kind of an outside-the-box cry because...
I think that made me cry, too.
Yeah, the robot, and this isn't a spoiler, but it's just a bittersweet notion of once the robot sort of becomes less functional, it still has these fond memories of the past. And I thought it was a beautiful way to, like, as a metaphor for people that are dying even, like, if you've had a good long life and you have great memories, you have to sort of just rely on those and, like, reminisce about those things. So I just thought it was a really interesting take on aging and...
Well, there's something very poignant about
memory.
That book.
Yeah. So, Clara and the Sun.
Okay. Well, the first one I'm going to talk about is Intimacies by Katie Kitamura. And Nora, our book buyer, read this first, and I always pay attention to her staff picks. And I found this book really interesting, and I've thought about it the past few days trying to think how I would describe it. So it's a story about a nameless woman who works as a translator in The Hague. So she's working on a trial where somebody is accused of atrocities. That's why people end up in The Hague. The story is written in this really cool type of writing. Like, it's not meant to pull you in, like, you know, there's not a huge amount of plotting. But there's something about the character, the woman, that just pulls your heartstrings. I've found myself thinking about this book a lot since I've read it. There's what's going on in The Hague. There's her relationship with her family. There's a relationship with a man, and they're all kind of peripherally swirling around. She's new to The Hague as living there. And there's just something, the end of the book, just I was really sobbing because she's a little bit lost. And so it's a lost character trying to find herself story. And I would really recommend it. I'd like to read something else by her if I haven't yet. But so that's Intimacies by Katie Kitamura.
Okay, very good. All right, so I'm going to group three together. And they're basically, I'm going to call it sort of standard themes, but that doesn't mean they are run-of-the-mill by any stretch. So the first one is The Kite Runner by Khalid Hosseini. Or is it Hosseini?
H-O-S-S-E-I-N-I.
Yeah. And basically, it's a Middle Eastern story. I just remember really crying about a section where the little boy is abused, and there's just a lot of horrible things happening because of the, you know, the government situation there, that people really don't have any freedoms, and there's these mobs, and it's just a horrible situation. But this boy is just such a trooper to just keep, you know, struggling through this. And it was very tense, the book, and it was also very moving, and I'll never forget it. It's on our banned book table, of course,
right.
And I just highly recommend it, but it will rip your heart out.
I've never read
The Kite Runner. And then I'll say two more. Cloud Cuckoo Land by Anthony Dewar. There's an unrequited love affair between these two POWs, and when the POW goes over to England to finally see this person again after the war is over, they never really had a relationship, but they sort of had this connection. And when he gets there, it's just heartbreaking what happens, and I won't spoil it for anybody, but Cloud Cuckoo Land's very, very moving as well. And then that's just one of the stories, you know, of the three plots that are ongoing in that book. So, and then the third one's Crossroads by Jonathan Franzen. I just found it really sad about the minister's child that has the self-destructive drug and alcohol problem.
Oh,
and it
yeah,
just really
was,
just
he
so
he was a mess.
He was a mess, and it was just so heartbreaking to, you're sort of like with, you felt like you were with him on his journey,
yeah,
downward, spiraling downward, and it was frightening and moving at the same time. So I'll just repeat the three. So The Kite Runner, Cloud Cuckoo Land and Crossroads.
Okay. So my next two are both by the same author, so okay. That's why I'm grouping them together.
Okay.
And the author is James McBride. So he writes novels that are full of people and full of families and full of complicated themes, and they're a little bit of magical realism feeling to them. So his first novel that I read, Deacon King Kong, has a little bit of a mystery to it. They're all like that. They have like these odd, like they kind of are a mystery. They're kind of a family story. The first one takes place in 1960s in a housing project in Brooklyn. And it's just a great book. I mean, it's just a mystery novel, a crime novel, an urban forest, a portrait of a housing project. But because he mushes all these people together, they always make me cry because you're just like identifying with so many things.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven and Earth Grocery Store, which is his most recent and it's been like exceedingly popular, is about a family of Jewish immigrants and African Americans living together in the Jewish in its Depression era Pennsylvania. The Jewish families run more industry, you know, they're more industry. They have a grocery store. That's the Heaven and Earth Grocery Store in the Black community.
Okay.
And he does a great job of portraying both people. Part of the reason is his own background is so interesting. He has a Jewish mother and a Black father.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, his comprehension of mixing those two people together. So both of them are complicated, winding, magical, populated stories that will just make your heart, they will wring your heart. And he's just a great, amazing storyteller.
Okay, very good.
Yep.
Excellent. And then I have three more. They're all older books, but they all did make me cry. They all have like an elegiac tone to them, like this kind of sadness. Cold Mountain. Cold Mountain by Charles Frazier is all about the Civil War and how a couple gets separated and he goes off to war and she's left to try to wonder if he's dead or alive. And it just was a very slow burn. And I'll never forget finishing the book up in Rochester on a very cold afternoon before I saw the movie. Don't watch the movie till you finish the book. So I just remember finishing the book and just crying my eyes out. It was just beautifully written by Charles Frazier, Cold Mountain. Stoner by John Williams is some of the most romantic writing I've ever read. It's about a really devout college professor who basically wastes his life with an unfeeling woman while pining for someone that truly loved him and
who
had
depth. That's such a sad book.
It's very sad, but it's really, really good writing.
Yep.
And then another book that's sort of old-ish, 30 years old or so, is Bridges of Madison County.
Oh.
And I know everyone thinks Cornball, but I don't know. I was moved by it. And it's by Robert James Waller, and it's about middle-aged, world-weary people, two people that are married. They commit adultery once, and then they don't see each other ever again. But it's their backstory. And it was made into a movie also with Meryl Streep and Clint Eastwood, so that one did make me cry as well. So, and what do you got left?
Okay, so I have two more, actually, that I'm going to talk about quick. Both have to do with immigrants and refugees. So the first one is Go, Went, But Gone by Jenny Erpenbeck. This book just is taught me so much about the refugee experience. It's about a group of African refugees in Germany. And it has to do with a college professor who's retired, a history professor, becomes involved with this group of men. And I don't know, by the end of the book, you really get a grasp of how complicated it is to get to another country and get through all the laws and get somehow settled. And I mean, this book really made me cry. It was so, so moving. The next one, the other one, and my last one is Beekeeper of Aleppo by Christy Lefteri.
Yeah.
And I can say that I read it, Elsie, Georgia, Melanie. We all loved it. It came out quite a few years ago. It's about refugees under extreme circumstances from Syria. And it's just a really moving novel. The woman, from all the stress of having to leave her country and what happens with her son, she loses her vision. So she's trying to navigate being a refugee and being blind at the same time. And I don't know, it just is an incredibly moving book. So that's Beekeeper of Aleppo. And then Christy Leftery, I haven't read it yet, but she has a new book out that came out last week. She has a, you know, she writes about displaced people. And this is about a family in Greece who were displaced by a fire. So I haven't read that much about it, but I know that she writes really moving fiction. So her new book, we have plenty of them. So you're in the mood for a good cry. We got some books for you.
Yeah, the cold temperatures seem to be perfect.
People usually come in and ask us for something happy, but every once in a while.
Yeah, you want to be moved, and that's what great writing does.
Yeah.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thanks, Roxanne.